Our goal in dimensioning a part is to give clear and readable dimensions. We don't want somebody to look at our drawing and ask him or herself, "Now what did they mean?" What we want it to be completely apparent what we meant. We must also be careful to completely dimension the part. We need to include everything needed to manufacture and inspect the part. Proper dimensioning techniques takes years to learn. We will start our journey by studying three topics. We will learn how dimensions look, what line types are used, and what types of dimensions we can use. We will learn how to dimension common shapes and features. We will also take a look at how dimension type, its placement, and its units influence the manufacturing process.